Item number 10, discussion and possible action on West Central Brazos Water Distribution System. Jim Forte.
We purchased this pipeline. Go ahead, the map, General. Purchased this pipeline system from Kerr McGee back in 2002. Along with it, we inherited two water distribution agreements with a couple of well flood operators out there, and then in the process of the negotiation, entered into a third water distribution agreement with Kerr McGee that was then inherited by their successor, BESA. We also have one municipal customer that we've added since that time. The intent of when we purchased the pipeline was to be able to address municipal needs out in that part of the basin. The performance, the financial performance, go ahead to the next slide, Jennifer. The financial performance on the pipeline, because we inherited these contracts, and as we began to operate it and maintain it, and just some background, the pipeline was built back in the 1970s, and our experience was that its owners had not kept it maintained adequately. So as our expenses began to increase and revenue from the contracts we inherited was not sufficient, in 2010 we came back to you with a plan that we would begin adjusting our transportation rates to get to a point that by the year 2015 we would be breaking even on our operating and maintenance costs. The first year we improved performance by $122,000. This past year we forecast that we'll improve it by about another $120,000, and the rates that we're proposing for 2012 should improve performance by about another $22,000. The rates that we charge, because we acquired it from an oil and gas producer, they unit their items in barrels. We usually talk about things in either dollars per thousand or dollars per acre foot. So we have three different rates that that we establish, at least the equivalency. One significant thing is that for 2012, we renegotiated our electric contract and actually reduced our rates by some 20 to 30%. And so we will be reducing the variable rate is solely based on our cost of electricity. And with our electricity going down, we're actually going to propose that we lower the variable rate beginning in 2012, but we will continue to raise the fixed rate out over the next several years until we do get to a break-even point. We have a resolution, and I can answer any questions now or after.
Questions for Jim? You would please read the resolution.
Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that effective September 1, 2011 for fiscal year 2012, that a fixed rate of $0.0128 per barrel, the equivalent of $0.305 per thousand gallons, or $99.31 per acre foot, to be applied to the amount of water contracted by any customer invoiced for transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System, and a variable rate of $0.0210 per barrel, the equivalent of, $0.501 per thousand gallons, or $163.11 per acre foot, to be applied to the amount of water delivered to any customer invoice for transportation and using the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System, are hereby established, and be it further resolved that effective September 1, 2011 for fiscal year 2012, the fee charged for customers who access the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System for well drilling purposes or who have water made available at the Veal Parks pump station be set at $1,250.
Are you reading the resolution?
Can I ask one quick question?
Sure, go ahead.
Is that price plus the cost of the fuel of the water?
Yes, sir.
So that's an addition. $150 is what?
If the fixed fee for a customer, yes, sir, is $99 an acre foot plus $62 an acre foot.
Okay. Last question, Leroy. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What's the difference? I'm a little bit confused. What's the difference between the up in the first paragraph, the difference between the two rates, is that two different locations?
No, we have fixed costs that we try to recover, salaries of our employees and those things that are very predictable. Then we have a variable cost, which is electricity that varies functioning depending on actually oil and gas markets and whether these guys are producing or sitting idle.
And what is our current rate?
The current rate for the fixed cost go back a couple, Jennifer. One more. Go back. There you go. 2011, the fixed cost per acre foot is $86.74, and the variable cost is $180.
Just a breakdown of the total cost.
Yes, sir.
Gary, did that answer your question?
The contracts that we inherited had a fixed and a variable cost, and we thought we'd at least keep that consistent, even though we did pretty aggressively start increasing rates.
Is this their only source of water? That's pretty steep, you know.
Yes, ma'am. But again, the customers that are using the pipeline are oil and gas well drillers. We've actually had, I believe it was Besa, who inherited a 5,000 acre foot contract from Kerr McGee, reduced it to 2,000 acre feet when they bought it because they weren't using the water. But they do use the water. Again, some depending on the market, some pretty aggressively.
And have they been notified? I mean, you know, we obviously have been.
We had discussions with all of them prior to making the adjustment in 2010, and they fully understand that the goal that we set was to be in a break-even point in 2015. They'd been getting a very, very nice deal for the first 7 years of our ownership of this asset.
What approximately annually, how many locations on the 1250 are you generating? $1,250 per well location.
It's sporadic. We this past year, I think we had maybe three or four.
Okay.
Again, it's just, you know, if somebody wants to go out you know, the market's right to drill another hole.
Yep.
Okay, you've heard a reading of the resolution. Any more questions?
Pretty reasonable.
Is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Ball, second by Barr. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball? Director Barr? Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson? Director Munson? Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much.